You're listening to SBS News.
Residents from across regional Australia and Sydney have been selling homemade goods and relishing the support. Some, including farmer Alex Bernheim, come from regions facing record drought and unprecedented bushfires.
I think most farmers these days realise climate change is happening. It's a real issue. There's some people that doubt it's still happening, but I'd say they're in the minority now.
His wife's business is part of the Buy From The Bush initiative, which was founded by Grace Brennan as a way of giving back to struggling communities.
I feel like it's living out a bit of a dream, a kind of a childhood dream of running a lolly shop, but now it's in Martin Place and there's hundreds of people and everybody, I think, is enjoying it, enjoying the conversations as well as the sales.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceding climate change has contributed to fires ravaging the East Coast.
The dryness of the bush is the biggest factor. And we all know, as I acknowledged earlier this year in February, that climate change, along with many other factors, contribute to what is occurring today.
But he insists there's no link between the conditions and his climate change policies, defending the government's record on reducing emissions.
The dryness of the bush is the biggest factor. And we all know, as I acknowledged earlier this year in February, that climate change, along with many other factors, contribute to what is occurring today.
But he insists there's no link between the conditions and his climate change policies, defending the government's record on reducing emissions.
But let me be clear about this. Climate change is a global challenge. Australia is playing our role as part of this global challenge. In fact, today, I can tell you that emissions from Australia are lower today than at any other time than before we came to government. In fact, they're around almost on average 50 million tonnes lower per year now than they were under the term of the previous government. And we'll continue to meet our commitments.
From a New South Wales fire chief, Greg Mullins says it's a step in the right direction.
More needs to be done on the reason why these fires are so intense, and that's climate change. Our emissions targets are woefully inadequate and it's an international embarrassment. It's great to hear that the Prime Minister can finally bring himself to utter those words. And it's great to see people like the Environment Minister in New South Wales, Matt Keane, saying it very explicitly.
The New South Wales Liberal government has now set an ambitious new emissions reduction target, committing to lowering greenhouse gases by 35% by 2030. The federal government's also announced an $11 million funding boost to support aerial firefighting. New South Wales Rural Fire Services Deputy Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the boost will make a difference.
It is going to be very welcome. It's going to allow us to look at extending contracts on some of the leased machines and also to support the states and territories across the state for the movement and redeployment of those large-scale assets.
About three quarters of fires in New South Wales are now burning out of control. Calmer conditions in recent days have allowed firefighters to do extensive backburning, but those who have fought on the fire front, like Mr. Mullins, warn without major policy changes, bigger battles lie ahead.
We need to get on with the job of saving future generations and saving this planet.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.